The Beatles, by Paul Charles, read by Simon Hurst. Introduction. It was 40 years ago today. The thing about the Beatles is that here we are with this Pocket Essential publication celebrating the 40th anniversary of the release of their first album, Please Please Me, which was released on Friday, 22nd of March, 1963. And globally, it could be argued that they are now more popular than ever. A couple of Christmases ago, EMI put together all of the group's number one singles on a compilation, came up with the innovative title of One, and it became one of the fastest-selling albums of all time, moving over 23.5 million records in a matter of a month. It has now sold in excess of a phenomenal 35 million copies. I'm not sure that there are too many people around who don't know the Beatles story, about how George Harrison, John Lennon, Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney got together, met Brian Epstein and went on to fame and fortune. It's been well documented in hundreds of books over the ensuing 40 years. So the intention here is not to dwell much on that side of things. Instead, we would like to concentrate on the official recorded works of their short career, on top of which we'd like to try and shed some light on some of the reasons for their incredible success. Looking back, it's very easy to say that the Beatles were a megagroup, the biggest and most popular group that the world has ever known. They broke numerous performance records and set standards, commercially and musically speaking, which I believe will never be bettered. But their success wasn't an accident. The important thing in all of this wasn't that they had so many hits because they were a big group. The reason they had so many hits was simply because they had great songs. I find it incredible that you could go out on the street and walk up to a stranger and mention a song title, any one of their 208 songs.